is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
I'm looking for a job.
Get back to work.
I get back to work.
Working 9 to 5.
They work hard for the money.
I'm going to file for unemployment, and I'm going to try to get a job.
I need a vacation.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Gain, the only detergent with OxyBoost and Febreze, for an amazing scent you will fall in love with.
I'm Scott Goldberg, and come on, how could I not play that song? After all, this is ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend. Just like Loverboy, we're all, in one way or another, working for the weekend. Loverboy's Mike Reno tells us what inspired him and guitarist Paul Dean to write the song.
It was Friday night, and everybody was walking. They finished work, and they were walking around, and they had, like, their dry cleaning over one shoulder and a case of beer in their other hand. And they were obviously, like, getting ready to party on the weekend, which is really what everybody does. I mean, you work hard all week, and then you kind of let loose on the weekend. And then, of course, you got to throw in the thing about looking for pretty girls and stuff, you know, because that's what we're in it for. We're in it to meet pretty girls and get a case of beer at the end of the show. That's how it started anyways.
No doubt the promise of pretty girls and free beer provided the motivation for some future rock gods to break out of their thankless day jobs. Take Mick Jagger, for example. At age 18, he worked at a place called Bexley Psychiatric Hospital, which, as Nick Carter tells us, had its pros and cons.
Before Mick Jagger was knighted, before he was Sir Mick, or before he was a Stone, he was a porter at this storied mental health facility. He would carry luggage and other loads. It's a pretty thankless job. But it was a good look for Mick twofold. One, he has admitted that he lost his virginity in the mental hospital to a nurse in a closet. Ain't love grand. And two, I gotta figure that working in a mental facility probably prepared him for 50 years joined at the hip with Keith.
Oh,
I'm Scott Goldberg. The Rolling Stones and Beast of Burden with vocals courtesy of former mental hospital employee Mick Jagger. But he's not the only future rocker who toiled in a mental health facility. Here's Chicago's Lee Lockname.
I worked at Chicago State Hospital on the docks. It was a mental hospital in Chicago. That was pretty bizarre. And it's one of those jobs where by the time I get home from work, I go, you know, I don't think I want to do this for a living.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Swiffer WetJet. The Swiffer WetJet is the fast and easy way I keep my floors clean.
From their classic album, Pieces of Eight, it sticks with Blue Collar Man. I'm Scott Goldberg, and when we come back, I'll tell you which future rock star really knew how to operate. A computer, that is. Keep it right here on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend.
That's quitting my job.
That's a lousy job next to a great vacation.
It's not a vacation, Dad.
Well, it's not work.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Be honest, when you were little, you really never thought it would come down to this, did you?
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Downy. Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Welcome back to ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend, where we're celebrating all those jobs our favorite artists had before they were famous. I'm Scott Goldberg. Early in his career, Elvis Costello was described more than once as nerdy looking because of his glasses. But it turns out he actually was a nerd, a computer nerd, that is.
Before becoming a rock star, Elvis Costello, when he was still known as Declan McManus, actually worked as a computer operator in West London for Elizabeth Arden, the cosmetics company.
That's author and rock critic Alan White.
But apparently it did give him enough time, enough downtime, to be working on his songwriting. I think worth noting that the first song on his first album was Welcome to the Working Week, which he knew a hell of a lot more about than, say, Bruce Springsteen, who never worked a day job in his life.
Operator Elvis Costello with Every Day I Write the Book. I'm Scott Goldberg. Now, if you were gonna make a list of rock stars that you wouldn't necessarily want around your young children, a guy whose nickname is The Demon would probably be on top, right? But back when Gene Simmons of Kiss was just plain old Gene Klein, nobody had a problem with him hanging out with kids.
Yeah, he was a school teacher in Spanish Harlem in New York City in the early 70s, nonetheless.
Nick Carter, radio and TV host and rock expert.
He taught 6th grade in public school number 75 in Harlem. Now, it only lasted 6 months because Gene, being Gene, admitted that he only took the job because he says he wanted an audience. He says, I discovered the real reason I became a teacher. It was because I wanted to get up on stage and have people notice me. He says, I had to quit because the stage was too small. 40 people wasn't enough. I wanted 40,000.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
Friday night, and I got fresh out of work. Talking about the week, scrubbing off the dirt. Some heading home to the family, some are looking to get hurt. Some going down to the stove, wearing trouble on their shirts. Of a pretty little miss. Someday, Mr. I'm gonna lead a better life than this. Working on the highway late and down the blacktop. Getting on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Getting on the highway blasting through the bedrock. Getting on the highway working on the highway. I met her at a dance down at the Union Hall.
standing with their brothers back up against a wall. Sometimes we go walking down the Union tracks. One day I look straight at her and she looks straight back. So I'm working on the highway, laying down the blacktop. Working on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Working on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Working on the highway, working. Son, can't you see that she's just a little girl? She don't know nothing about this cool, cool world. We did it out down the Florida, we got along all right. One day our brothers came and got her, and they took me in a black and white. The prosecutor kept a promise that he made on that day. And the judge got mad, and he put me straight away. Every morning to the work bell climb. Me and the warden go swinging on the Charlotte County road. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Working on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Working on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Working on the highway, working on the highway. I'm working on the highway and down the blacktop. Working on the highway all day long, I don't stop. Working on the highway, blasting through the bedrock. Working on the highway, working on the highway.
From his album Born in the USA, it's Bruce Springsteen singing about working on the highway. In reality, Bruce never worked on a highway, or anywhere else for that matter, but a couple members of the E Street Band had pre-fame careers as jocks. The late Clarence Clemons went to college on a football scholarship and was scouted by both the Cleveland Browns and the Dallas Cowboys until a car accident ended the big man's gridiron career. And E Street Band guitarist Nils Lofgren was a competitive gymnast at school. That's why his 1985 album's called Flip. Lofgren told us Bruce took full advantage of his ability to do just that during the Born in the USA tour.
When I joined the band, you know, it's funny, Bruce, one day at rehearsal, said, that flip you do, like if you did it 100 times, how many times are you going to fall? And I thought, well, I'll probably fall once, but not go to the hospital. So, all right, we're going to put it in the show.
Coming up on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend, we'll talk about another jock-turned-rock star, and this time, the gloves are coming off.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM has gone digital. The WBPM mobile network lets you communicate by text message through your phone. Use a regular studio phone number at 1-866-929-WBPM. That's 1-866-929-9276. Text that number now with the word join to receive text messages that will send you about special programming and contests, some of which will be only offered to members of the WBPM mobile network. Text the word join to our studio contest number 1-866-929-9276 to join the WBPM mobile network.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend is brought to you by Swiffer Power Mop. Introducing Swiffer's Best Clean, the new Swiffer Power Mop. It's an all-in-one cleaning system that gives you the cleaning power of a mop and bucket without the hassle.
is gone. Some are satin, some are steel, some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of the stranger, but we love to try them on. There are so many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? A great romancer, then I came home to a woman that I could not recognize. When I pressed her for a reason, she refused to even answer. It was then I felt the stranger kick me right between the eyes. Disregard the danger, though we share so many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? Don't be afraid to try again.
ABC Audio's Scott Goldberg back with you on our Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend. And there's Billy Joel, another former rock jock. On the cover of his album, The Stranger, Billy sits in a bedroom with a pair of boxing gloves hanging on the wall. But that's not because he thought it would look cool. Billy was an actual boxing big shot.
Big shot.
As a teenager, young Billy took up boxing to defend himself against bullies, and he was pretty good at it. So good, in fact, he had 22 wins out of 26 fights on the Golden Gloves circuit. In fact, he only gave it up after he got his nose broken. Ouch! After that, Billy kept his hits confined to the Billboard charts.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Tide. On average, you can use 90% less energy when washing your laundry on cold instead of hot with Tide.
I'm Scott Goldberg. Nirvana there on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend. You know, Kurt Cobain's another rocker who used his pre-fame job for inspiration. The voice of his generation financed the band's demo tape by working as a janitor at his former high school. So when it came time to make the video for Smells Like Teen Spirit, Kurt included a sinister-looking janitor in there as an inside joke. The rest is, as they say, MTV history. One legendary guitarist's job was slightly better than being a janitor. Aerosmith's Joe Perry said he first met Steven Tyler during the summers he spent cooking fries at a hamburger joint near a lake in New Hampshire. Tyler and his buddies would come in and act like jerks, throwing food at each other, and Perry was the one who had to clean it up. Now fast forward more than 50 years, and this weekend marks the kickoff of Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour. Well, we'll see if it sticks.
I'll find another man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat. Yeah, tell me what it takes to let you. A home out to dry. It was easy to keep all your lies in the sky. Cause you had me in deep with the devil in your eyes. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep. You tell me that you're happy, that you're on your own.
It's Aerosmith. I'm Scott Goldberg. And here's another question for you. Which Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was once a grave digger? I'll have the answer coming up next.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Febreze Car. While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Febreze Car works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.